531.
Former New Zealand Warriors star and ex-rugby union player Henry Fafiti was the first Kiwi player to score a hat-trick against Great Britain. Born in Samoa and raised in South Auckland, Henry played internationally for the Kiwis, Toa Samoa, as well as a stint in Super League in Europe. Where is he today? Well, raising his beautiful family in Tauranga. I caught up with the man recently and asked him what he's been up to.
So after I left the Warriors, I went over to England. I spent 3 years there with a team called Warrington Wolves. And then I made the transition, I turned to the dark side. I played rugby union over in a place called Biarritz in France, south of France, which is awesome. Really nice people there. And then I moved back to England because I really did miss the fish and chips and how they did it. Got to have fish and chips with gravy though. Yeah. Couldn't do the mushy peas also. Couldn't do the mushy peas. But so I spent another 2 years there with a club called Leeds Carnegie. And then I finished up my career over in Ireland playing for a team called Connacht. And then now I'm, so we got back home. My partner's originally from Wellington, so we spent a year there in Wellington. And then we just said to ourselves, look, you know, when I finish playing, we always wanted to move up here to the Tauranga Mount. So we had our firstborn down in Wellington, and we said, look, we either can do the move now, or we just keep on saying, you know, those ones, oh, next year. Next year, 2 to 3 years. 3 years, 2 to 8, and then, you know, we're still there. But it's been the best move we've made. And, and it's very very good because, you know, we got family here too. My partner's family, my partner's mum and sister. And it's really good. So I've just started up a boxing academy. Basically, the boxing academy is for at-risk youth, you know, boys or kids that just need that little help, you know, who come from dysfunctional families, no fault of their own. But a local businessman came up to me and said, oh, look, you know, I want to start up this program, and I want you to be the head coach and mentor for it. So basically boxing is just a vehicle for these boys to get in. As soon as they're in there, we have a lot of, we got values in there, like respect, responsibility, you know, all the values that, you know, some of these boys probably have not been taught. And we try and incorporate those in the boxing gym and in the boxing while we're training. But the good thing about it is that we have a collaborative group, you know, in and around Tauranga. We work closely with the Ministry of Education. So basically, you know, you want to try and measure these boys, not only physically in the gym, but also outside the gym, you know, their behaviour. Because, like, no use doing, you know, how those fellow ones and I do responsibility in the gym in front of the coaches, but then you know at school you're still being, you know, ulavale, you're still getting naughty, you know, you're still, you know, you're not changing at all, you know, in front of the teachers and also at home. So we encourage these boys, so we got an eye on that as well. So we work with the Ministry of Education. They tell us who probably needs you know, a little bit more attention. But in saying that, you know, the boxing gym isn't, you know, just for the boys who come from dysfunctional family. We have a lot of boys in there that, you know, who are very lucky to grow up with, you know, role models in terms of their fathers or their uncles. For example, we got Dom. Dom's one of our senior boys here. He's awesome. You know, the one that just played Jonah. And he probably might come in, because we got a session tomorrow, he'll probably come in with the shades and everything, and I said, shh, silly, Shana, take those off. he's a perfect role model for these younger boys, and also a perfect older brother figure that some of these boys, that, you know, never have. So, like I said, boxing just a vehicle for these boys to come in, and then just being a part of something, and very lucky to have good people with big hearts supporting the gym and also what we do.
Henry, I recently spoke with Lewis Brown and we talked about the transition from being a professional sportsman to, you know, life after professional sports. And for him, he talked about how the transition was actually quite difficult. Yeah. What about for yourself?
Yeah, it was, but like I think like anything in life, you have to plan for it. I always got told, mum and dad always, you know, drilled it in my head that you're not going to play rugby league all your life. So, you know, there's other avenues or other things that you can do. So, you know, I was preparing myself for life after footy, and it makes it a lot easier when you've got a very supporting partner. So, you know, it wasn't too hard for me. But I do know, and I do know what some of the ex-players do talk about. It's just, you know, basically, you know, you get everything free. You know, you get, like when you're playing, you know, top of the game, you know, you're living in hotels, you know, you're getting your bed made for you, food there, you know, when you go to bars and that, you know, drinks already, you know, just the whole VIP treatment. So I think a lot of players struggle because as soon as, you know, they're taken away from them, then it's like, oh, hang on, they're not used to it. So, you know, they're not accustomed to it. So I think, you know, being prepared to know that, you know, you need to be treated, well, not treated, but like, you know, a 9-to-5 job, but how you prepare yourself is key. So, so that's a big advice I have for, you know, the superstars, the young superstars coming through. A good mate of mine, Shione Fomwena, he's doing great things. He's got a wealth of knowledge and just trying to help our next generation make that transition a lot smoother, a lot easier. Because, and that's, you know, talking from experience, and that's one thing that, you know, some people will never, or not give, but like also you have to take advice from people who've been there, done that. And, you know, and who's trying to look out for the next, you know, next superstar that, you know, oh, look, you know, it's not going to be like that all the time. So here's the transition. This is what you need to focus on and do in order to prepare yourself for that, when that time comes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, of course, I have to ask the question. I know you still, you know, follow and watch every single game. Your thoughts on the current season, which I'm pretty sure after the latest loss now being knocked out, on the Warriors' season, and maybe just general thoughts as an alumni?
Yeah, it is disappointing. I mean, you know, look at the players that we have there. You know, we just not consistent. You know, and I think a lot of the old boys and that, you know, would agree with me that, this is the problem that I have, is that a lot of people blame the coaches and the coaching staff and that, you know, for their performance, basically, you know. But at the end of the day, the coaches and their strength and conditioning coach, the skills coach, can only do so much for you. Mate, it's your turn and your time to do. Steve Kearney, he can't make you tackle. He can't make you get up from that second play of the ball and second effort go again. You know, you're getting paid reasonably good money to do that job. So I hate it when people blame the coaches, you know, and then that's why you see, obviously, Mooks got a little bit of, you know, frustration at halftime. It's just because, you know, you train for all this kind of, you know, you have the whole week to train, to go again, learn from your mistakes, and then, you know, regroup again. Unfortunately, you know, when, you know, they have a bad day in the office, everybody sees it, and everybody starts criticising. But at the end of the day, you know, you're paid to do a job, and, you know, you're paid well at it. So yeah, it is disappointing, and I just... Yeah, I just think that we need maybe to regroup again, just go from there. But it is disappointing, and I think it's I don't think the fans find that as well. You know, they always say, "Oh, this is our year. This is our year. Keep the faith." But yeah, I know. I'm always born a Warrior, so they give me a lot of opportunities. So, you know, I can say my opinion, but you know, that team's done wonders in. They put me on the map.